Hey guys, Matt Donald here. Just letting you know once again at the top of the show that I have a Patreon. I don't know why I say it in such a glorious fanfare. Everyone has a Patreon at this point. We all have patrons. You have a Patreon, I have a Patreon, your Uncle Phil has a Patreon. If you want to support my Patreon, it's at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for my two shows, The Ripwit and Paleobites. For Paleobites, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Aquaman. Yeah, it has some prehistoric creatures in it. It's got some Tylosaurus, it's got some pterodactyls, it's got some long necks kind of just grazing in the background in one shot, some little dinosaurs on the beach, it's got dinosaurs, man, it counts! It's just a really good movie, though. I really wanted to talk about Aquaman. Anyways, link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Oh, by the way, the link is in the description if you're listening to it on Libsyn.com, like paleobites.libsyn.com. If you're listening to this from Apple Podcasts, it's not on there. But otherwise, link is in the description. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day!
Roar, growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that, in these desperate times, takes drastic measures. My name is Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by the person who, last episode, summoned a great demon frog that nearly killed us all. It's Laura Owsley.
Hi! How are you? I'm good.
Well, I'm good. Yeah, I didn't ask how you were, but... I'm a bit mad at you for summoning that demon frog.
This is valid. This is valid.
Yeah, I'll forgive you.
I don't think the House of Pod will forgive me, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, look at all the damage. Look at all the soggy webbed footprints.
Yeah. Beelzebub really did a number around here.
Yeah, indeed. So here's the question. I was going to ask you a question last time, but you know, we derailed as we do.
Right.
But here's one. So what's your, you've seen any movies recently or anything?
Never watched a movie before in my
life.
Okay. No, let's see. Actually, this is showing the theater kid in me a little bit.
Yeah.
I actually just watched a Shakespeare play last night.
Ooh, which one?
Much Ado About Nothing, the Joss Whedon version.
Oh, yes, it's in Modern Times, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of, but even though the dialogue is like mostly intact.
Mm-hmm. So it's all still the same Shakespearean dialogue.
Okay. So if you could improve it with a dinosaur.
Right.
Or another prehistoric creature, which one would you do and why? And what would it do?
See, I'm a little biased right now because we're talking about a dinosaur in our home city here.
Mm-hmm.
And I always respond with these things that I just... The Triceratops, man.
Right.
They found a Triceratops skull underneath our Coors Field baseball stadium. So, like...
Yeah.
Come on, Much Ado About Nothing, but with a Triceratops.
That'd be good.
You've got the fun banter between our two leads, and then Hero and Claudio get eaten by a dinosaur in the third act.
Triceratops, that famous... carnivorous dinosaur.
Right, of course. After 2020, we're all a little carnivorous.
That's true. I'm certainly carnivorous for socializing. Wait, that sounds really bad. I was about to say that I meant that I really want to socialize after being stuck in my house for so long, but the way I said it was like I just want to eat people.
I mean, live your best life, man, but, like, Jeffrey Dahmer is not seen as a great person in history.
That's true. Okay, well, here's one. If you wanted to use Denver-related dinosaur for Much Ado About Nothing, how about the classic one we're talking about this time, Denversaurus?
Hey, I had no idea until Matt texted me that we have our own dinosaur?
We do!
That's amazing!
Yeah, it's pretty great. Means Denver lizard, obviously.
Of course.
Type, it is a nodosaurid ankylosaurid. You know ankylosaurus, right? The big armored one with a club tail.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so the nodosaurids are a subsection of that family. They don't have the club tails.
Oh.
They just have the armor. Sometimes they have spikes on their shoulders, but
right.
they don't have the club tail. They have longer tails that just end in a point like other dinosaurs.
Okay.
So size 20 to 23 feet / 6 to 7 meters long, 2 to 3 tons. About the size of a rhino, probably a bit bigger, honestly.
Very appropriate, because we are recording this in the Denver Rhino neighborhood.
We are? Where are the rhinos? I didn't see any. Oh, no, should I be scared?
Yes, deeply.
Is this like the rhino in James and the Giant Peach?
It's similar, however, it's the Denver Rhino neighborhood, which means that just is very drunk on craft beer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, at least. Because I remember in James the Giant Peach, they're like, a terrible thing happened. An angry rhinoceros appeared out of nowhere and gobbled up his poor mother and father.
What was happening in that movie? Have you rewatched that as an adult?
It's a bit out there.
It's very out there. There's a lot of stuff in there that's like...
It's one of those movies that you'd think is by Tim Burton, but it's not by Tim Burton.
It's not by Tim Burton.
That and Coraline are the two that you think are by Tim Burton.
Coraline is actually done by the same person who did The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Henry Selick?
Henry Selick.
Guess what? He also did James and the Giant Peach. I knew that one.
No way, I didn't know that. Ooh, you dropped the ball with that one, though. I just made so many people so angry. I don't like James and the Giant Peach. To each your own. But,
I don't really. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, so I have no opinions on it.
It's weird.
Well, yeah, they're in a floating peach.
Yeah, but like,
that's big.
And like, some, like, it looks like claymation, but also 2D animation.
Well, it starts out live action, and then he becomes claymation or something.
Yeah, but I could also be very wrong here.
Or
like,
stop motion, whatever.
Stop motion.
Whatever it is.
It's,
Randy Newman did the songs.
Which are also very odd.
Yeah, okay, here's my hot take. Randy Newman is not a good songwriter.
Ooh.
All the songs sound the same.
You're really upsetting the Randy Newman fan base.
Like, you've got a friend in me. Or like, something about bugs. I'm a bug. There's a bug. And like, what are some other ones? They all sound the same.
I always forget that this is a purely auditory medium. So I'm like dancing in my seat. And Matt's just looking at me like, you realize people can't hear you.
Well, it's like that Monsters, Inc. one. There we go. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. It's just like they're all the same song.
That's a very good point. I had never thought of that. Huh.
Anyways, Denversaurus.
Denversaurus.
Diet herbivore. So it's not going to gobble up my mother and father like that rhino in James the Giant Peach. So that's good.
That's a relief.
They got gobbled up by orcas instead. Don't ask. No. Time. Late Cretaceous, 68 to 66 million years ago. So it actually was one of the victims of the meteor.
Oh.
Yeah, the big bad thing that killed them all. That we actually should be thankful for, because if it didn't, we wouldn't be here.
This is fair. This is fair. But like, I still really would think it'd be cool to have a Denversaurus in Denver.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Well, we're already a dog city.
That's true. We need to be a dinosaur city.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wonder, dogs are sometimes named Rex, so.
There we go. There we go. Come on, people.
All right, so location, Colorado, obviously.
Hey.
But also Wyoming and South Dakota and Texas.
Ugh.
Yeah, agreed. And this is someone who grew up in Texas as a kid.
I was about to say, Matt was just telling me about how he was raised in Texas.
All right, describe 1988 pop culture appearances. The survival simulation video game Saurian has one, which is a game that aims to accurately depict life in the late Cretaceous North America, to which I say good luck with that. It's far easier just to make crap up and hide behind the defense of, it's fictional! Buy my Megazoic books on Amazon.com, by the way. Ding.
Ding. Product placement.
So dinosaurs with genuses honoring the places they're from is a common naming convention. You've got Utah Raptor, you've got Argentinosaurus, Lesothosaurus, Albertosaurus, and Szechuanosaurus. After Szechuan, China.
I was about to ask.
Yeah, that makes me hungry for some Chinese food, doesn't it?
Ooh, some kung pao chicken?
Yeah, I like the orange chicken, personally.
Ooh, can't go wrong.
Wontons, though. Cheese wontons.
Oh,
crab
wontons.
Cheese wontons, yeah.
No matter how lactose intolerant I am, I will get an entire order of wontons for myself.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I mean, because they gotta have the crab cheese in them.
Exactly.
Now, what does crab cheese mean? Does that mean they milk the crabs for the cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that's exactly how it works.
Yeah, because, you know, cheese is from milk, right? So is crab cheese from crab milk?
This is getting to a weird spot of milking crabs. But I'd imagine that's how that works.
Yeah, that's what I think. Funny enough, there's also a Coloradosaurus.
Hey.
But it's named after the Colorado region in Argentina.
Oh.
The Colorado Formation in Argentina. Not the American state of Colorado, so that's lame.
Ugh. I mean, Red Rock is always good, right?
Yeah.
But, like, Come on. We have the amphitheater. We've got the best Red Rocks. Sorry, Argentina.
We got the Red Rocks. Yeah, we've got Mile High City.
Mile High City. Come on, guys. 5280.
We've got Durango.
We've got Durango. Everybody knows when you're thinking of Colorado, the infamous city of Durango.
Yeah. We've got Pikes Peak.
We do have Pikes Peak. I actually grew up just a mile from Pikes Peak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it like 3 miles high? Does that mean you live 2 miles up it?
Exactly. I actually lived on the mountain.
I was going to say, is Pikes Peak the mountain or just the top?
That's the mountain.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then. Okay.
Yes. So I grew up in Colorado Springs. Like, I was in the city.
Okay. So guess what? Denver Source is in a museum. Which museum do you think it is in?
I am going to go on a wild guess here and say the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.
You'd think.
Oh.
No. It's in the Houston Museum of Natural Science.
What?
Why there? Why not in Denver?
Seriously, it's a Denversaurus.
Right. So there is a nautosaurid in the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, Gargoyleosaurus. And that's actually the only place where a Gargoyleosaurus is on display, and the museum is in the Denver Museum. But why not Denversaurus?
Why not Denversaurus? We've got a full dinosaur exhibit in that museum.
Oh, that's great. I've been through there so many times.
Ah, it's a great museum. Not to, like, let the tour guide out in me, but, like, if you're coming through Denver and you want to see a museum, it's a really cool museum. Like.
It is. And I don't think they still have it. One of those temporary museum exhibits they had at one point, it was like this nice little area that detailed the fossils of the little mammals just after the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, like how it was 66 or 65 million years ago around that time. People usually say it's 65, but now geology is like, maybe it's 66 or something. I don't know.
Right.
So these are like fossils of mammals that date to like 64.7 million years ago or 64.8 million years ago. And they're like how these ones survived the cataclysm, and it was very interesting.
That is very interesting. So that's like right after our Denversaurus would have kicked the bucket.
Yes. A million or so years, yes. But
oh.
Yeah, but I mean,
relative.
What is that? Next week?
Yeah, probably. A million or so years feels like 2020 alone.
I was going to say, that's 2020 was about a million years, wasn't it?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, man. Anyways, Denversaurus was a medium-sized herbivore with formidable defenses, albeit not quite as formidable as Ankylosaurus that lived alongside it. Basically, if a T-Rex had a real hankering for something crunchy and armored, but Ankylosaurus was just too much, Denversaurus would be its best bet.
Ooh. I mean, if nothing else, Denver is known for our cuisine. So
Our crunchy
dinosaur-based meats.
Yeah.
Is what we're known for around here.
I mean, I just had some Triceratops last week.
Yeah.
Some Triceratops gourmet, yeah.
Yeah. When I started living in other states, there was one point that I had a coworker be like, did you know you can go to this place and you can get a buffalo burger? I was like, okay.
Yeah.
He was like, but like a buffalo burger. A buffalo? Aren't those extinct? I was like, no.
No, they're very much not.
No, you can get those at just about any bar in Denver, actually.
Yeah. Not only are they not extinct, they're all over the world. As well as our bison here, we also have the African buffalo, the Cape buffalo, some Asian buffaloes. They're very much around.
They're very much alive. Like, I mean, unfortunately, unlike the Denversaurus, but like, you know, once in a while.
Yeah, I could go for a buffalo burger.
Ooh. So after this podcast recording, we go and get burgers.
Burgers and Chinese food.
Burgers and Chinese food.
Dip the burger in Szechuan sauce.
Right.
That doesn't sound weird at all.
No, it sounds like a great combination.
You know what actually is a good combination that you would be surprised is? Ketchup and soy sauce. Mixing
weird.
Them up, it's not that bad.
I will take your word for it. I'm going to stick with normal ketchup for my chicken nuggets.
Yeah, no.
My dinosaur chicken nuggets.
I mean, they are chickens are dinosaurs, technically.
Oh, this is true.
Did you know there's this place in Denver where you can have dinosaur nuggets? Like,
what?
Yeah, that's everywhere in the world. Yeah.
Oh. I was fully on board with this bit. I was like, dinosaur nuggets? What? Where?
I was making fun of your friend there.
This is fair.
So, Denversaurus, in fact, lived in the same time and place as some pretty famous dinosaurs, including the aforementioned Tyrannosaurus and Ankylosaurus, but also Triceratops.
All right. Hey!
Yeah. Pachycephalosaurus, and, you know, the stuff like that. These are the last group of dinosaurs in North America, and they're about to be consumed by fire and ash by the meteor impact, which would wipe out all the non-avian dinosaurs. It's interesting that just before the end here, several groups of dinosaurs had their largest representatives. Tyrannosaurus was the biggest tyrannosaur. Triceratops was the biggest horned dinosaur, or second biggest, actually, it's kind of. Ankylosaurus was the biggest ankylosaur. Pachycephalosaurus was the biggest of the dome-headed ones. You remember Pachycephalosaurus? It was in Land Before Time. They rammed heads together. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know this scene.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I haven't watched Land Before Time since I was a kid, I really should start doing my homework for this
podcast. It was
on
Netflix for a bit. The first one was. It's quite good. Holds up pretty well.
All right.
Yeah, the sequels, I'm assuming they don't, but... yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I always liked the sequels as a kid, but then
kid, they were fine, but... Yeah, the first one's just so much more mature and intense and emotional and doesn't have songs. So...
And it's got the sad story behind the voice actress of Ducky.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God.
If you guys want to make yourself very sad, go look up that story.
All Dogs Go to Heaven is also on Netflix, and it stars that same actress.
This podcast is actually not about dinosaurs. It's just Matt and I talking about 2000s animated films.
I mean, those were 80s animated films.
Just kidding. Animated films.
Sorry, I really shouldn't be that guy. I'm always like, especially when it comes to movies or stuff.
Hey, I am normally that person when it comes to movies. So I'm like, did you know?
Did you know that James and the Giant Peach is a 90s movie? Yeah.
I know this is so, first-person narcissism of me, but any movie that I watched as a kid, I just assume came out during that, early 2000s period.
Yeah.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, you're so much younger than I mean, you're not that much younger. You're, 5 or 6... Wait, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, so you're 3 years younger than me, so you're not that...
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think you're that much older than me, Matt.
Yeah, three. But, yeah, because, yeah, I remember the 90s, the late 90s at least, pretty well. The early 2000s, I remember very well.
Bam.
It's funny how everyone's we're starting to get to that point of people are nostalgic for the early 2000s. Oh, things were so much better back then. You remember 9/11, right?
You guys remember what was happening, right? It is a thing, though, that my roommate, we were talking about politics.
Yes.
And there was one point that she goes, you remember what happened with the 2000 election, right? And I was like, no, I don't.
I remember.
I don't remember because I was 6. Do you remember what happened in the 2000 election?
I was 9, and I don't remember at the time, but I remember hearing about it later, what happened.
Yeah.
So, that darn 2000 election. Whatever happened. No, I know what happened. I just like to keep it mysterious for...
Right. For all the... That's for a different podcast where Matt and I just talk about politics.
Oh, that's a great podcast. Everyone will love it.
Everyone will love
regardless of your side.
Right. We don't actually talk about U.S. politics. We just talk about the politics behind 2000s animated kids movies.
Oh, did you know that...
I was so genuine with where this was going.
I'm trying to think what's... Happy Feet.
Okay.
It's a very political 2000s animated movie.
I mean...
Because it's about conservation and the environment, which for some people... For some reason, is a political issue.
Right. And, of course, the Earth is doing just fine, so we should probably mine for more oil and cut down more trees.
Well, you know, it's funny because the director of Happy Feet, who also directed Babe, well, at least he produced Babe, he's directed Babe, Pig in the City. You know what he directed after Happy Feet, though?
What?
Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, basically the same film.
Well, and also he directed the original Mad Max movies in the 80s, too. So.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, he does these hardcore R-rated action movies, some silly kids movies, and then back to hardcore.
Hey.
So, and you know, Mad Max is post-apocalyptic, so if you don't listen to Happy Feet, the world will become Mad Max.
This is a good point.
Yes.
Guys, this is what our new podcast is about. I would say R as though I'm starting a podcast franchise with Matt.
I mean, we could if you want. I don't know. Maybe what would we talk about? I mean, I guess we have multiple ideas already.
See? Anyways, we talk about it on air.
Dimbrosaurus.
This is why we will not be starting a podcast series, is because I get us so derailed.
You know, everyone derails this show. That's part of the fun. You're either on board or you've stopped listening 50 episodes ago.
This is fair.
So, let's rate Dimbrosaurus 1 out of 65 million.
Oh, it's the 5280.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. So, yeah, because the 52.8 million... And the zero, of course, you know, it's zero, so adding a zero, you can add as many zeros as you want. And it's...
You know what? This is a good point. I've been sticking to our rating system too closely.
Oh, that's right. You have a weird rating system. You're like, oh, yeah. Right, there's seven zebras.
Exactly. So
out of what? Just seven zebras.
Just seven zebras, period.
Okay, so yeah.
So because of that, I need to rate this six craft beers.
Okay. Just six craft beers, not out of anything.
Six craft beers, not out of anything.
Okay,
just...
do you want to retroactively add a rating to Beelzebufo?
Oh, gosh. Beelzebufo is... I just blanked.
1.5 Beetlejuices.
It's 1.5 Beetlejuices.
So that's...
It's 3 Beetlejuices, right? Because you got to say it 3 times.
Right. Well, I was going to say it was 1.5 Beetlejuices, 4 sayings of Beetlejuice, or 4.5 sayings of Beetlejuice.
It's 66 sayings of Beetlejuice.
There we go. So wait, okay, wait, 66 is 3 times, why am I so bad at math? 22. So 22 Beetlejuices. Wait, to make it 666 would be 222 Beetlejuices.
There we go.
I can math.
Watches this is
all wrong.
I have never once passed a math class in my life. That's only half true.
Oh, I have a story about that, but we've derailed enough already. We gotta fit 3 more episodes into 1 hour.
It'll be great.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdonaldcareer.com. Also, yeah, subscribe to my Patreon if you want. Patreon.com/MatthewDonald. Listen to some more quality content like this.
Heck yeah.
Okay. But this time you actually pay for it. Why would you?
Because
please do it.
Please do it. You'd be a rebel and pay for a free podcast.
Ooh, also, if you could rate my podcast, if you have the podcast app on Apple, for some reason it's only that, but if you could rate 5 stars on Apple Podcast, I just said it, that would be great.
Leave a 5-star review and a comment, if you please, and tell us how much you like this show, and tell us if you enjoy how we derailed the conversation.
Hopefully. I mean, if they've gotten this far in the episode, they've probably liked it, so please, please. I also have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. If it ever was a movie, which I'm still rooting for,
right,
it would also be animated, so we could talk about that in our cartoons list of...
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
On our upcoming podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about different cartoons from the 80s, 90s, and let's see, when the Megazoic one will come out, it'll be 2040s, 2050s. So,
right.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for this week. It's the end of every episode of Paleobites. What is a Denver noise?
You know, I feel like I should have an answer for this. I was on the bus the other day, and somebody yelled out, "Hey, Brady Bunch." So that's a Denver noise.
Okay, I'm gonna say it like a tank Plenty Nicer would be like, "Hey, Brady Bunch."
Brains. That's where my brain went.
Yes, yes.